from, as she told you, Kissimmee, St. Cloud, Florida, gateway to the world. Disney World. Also, home of the Silver Spurs Rodeo, the largest rodeo east of the Mississippi. And for those of you that don't know rodeo, that's a big deal, okay? Now, a lot of people scratch their heads because they don't know that Florida used to be an agricultural mecca. And you're all like, oranges, grapefruit. No, fucking cattle. Cattle all over Central Florida. Third largest cattle producing state in the nation. And I know that because my family are cow people. All right? So I grew up in Kissimmee, eventually moving to St. Cloud, same damn thing. My mother and father were both school teachers. My mother taught elementary school, and my father taught high school agriculture and science. He mentored the FFA. He was very involved with the Silver Spurs Rodeo. He was larger than life. And it was a little ridiculous. But kind of cool, right? When you're Davis Bateman's daughter. So I always straddled two worlds because of that. Because at the age of 3 years old, my mother and father got divorced. Because my father had a disease called alcoholism. And I straddled two worlds. Because I lived in town with my mother, lived in the city, could bike all over, right? And then sometimes, depending on where my dad was in that disease, I spent time with him. So fast forward, right? I'm in high school. I'm a cheerleader. I am dating football players. It is like Friday night fucking lights. I told you there'd be F-bombs, Kai. So Friday night lights. But I still have this other world, right? Like my dad's whole family, I can take the balls off a calf. I've deworned him. Daddy smells like same as human skin. Awful. Right? I can drive a tractor. I can work cows. I can talk to cowboys. I'm going to high school rodeo. I'm in FFA. Hell, I'm in ag class. And my dad taught my teacher, Preston Wells. My dad knows everyone. He knows all of my teachers. He knows how my grades are. I'm thinking to myself, you know, the rodeo, it's so rad. It happens twice a year, every year. We get a day off school for the Silver Spurs Rodeo. Rodeo weekend, July and February. I was like a celebrity there, kind of. Hey, Sydney, your dad's in the concession stand. Hey, Sydney, your dad's at the ticket booth. Oh, you can just go on in. I think how cool would it be if I would be in the Miss Silver Spurs pageant? Oh, by the way, my dad was even voted the big boss of the Silver Spurs Rodeo 1 year. That's like the grand poobah, right? So surely people know who my dad is. Like, I'm going to be in this pageant. It's like the rite of passage if you're connected to that world. I'm ready for it. And it's October. And then things changed. My dad died. I was 16. I was a senior in high school. If you think it's fucking awkward being 16, imagine what it's like when everyone knows your dad and no one knows what to say to you. You know what I knew? I knew that after someone dies, you wear sunglasses. I saw that on TV. I went back to school, I had on the worst fucking pair of sunglasses you have ever seen. And I remember the green sweater. We're not gonna share that. I remember my teachers coming up to me. They love my dad. They didn't know what to say. This went on for months, weeks. Everyone wanted to touch me. Awkward. What do you do? So you, what do? You're like, shit, I'm going to be in the Miss Silver Spurs pageant. I'm going to make him proud. I'm going to get sympathy votes. I got my polyester olive green borrowed Western suit. Visualize it. My black Stetson hat looked good with my reddish hair. I had ropers, for you that don't know. Those are legit cowboy boots. Not the stupid ass pointed ones, like ropers. You wear them. I spray painted mine black to match my hat and my belt. I am in the rehearsals. And I'm, you know, people are still coming up to me. And it's the day before Miss Silver Spurs. And this old cowboy, and he wasn't crusty, but he was an old cowboy. Because there's always people milling around. Are you Sydney Bateman? I am. He puts his hand on my shoulder. And he says, could I talk to you? And I said, yes, you can. I probably didn't say that. I probably was like. This man, his name was Geach Parton, you heard me correctly, big landowner. He told me, I need to tell you about your father. And he needed to tell me. And I could tell this was awkward. That's a scary sound. I could tell this was awkward for him. But I sat and listened, and I knew that he wanted me to know who my father was. Who my father was to him, who he wanted me to know my father should have been to me, who my father was outside of the alcoholism, outside of the disease. I did not win Miss Silver Spurs. I did not get Miss fucking Congeniality, and I could have. But I got a gift, and I learned through those growing pains, it's not just about you. It's about that person, and people want to share. It's fucking hard, but just let it in and be thankful for memories and that gift and work through those goddamn growing pains.